Jai Sachidanand. Good morning, Simandar City, December 11th, 2009. Puja Niruma in Los Angeles 2003, discussing a question, Jasubhai asking questions about the non-self complex flying high in all different directions after Gnan. Niruma says that we never look at negative in either this or this. Prakruti na uchhada, the non-self complex flying in all different directions post-gnan. And post-gnan, the non-self complex, the Prakruti, will behave in odd ways, which is in conformity with what they have brought forth from their past life and has got nothing to do with Gnan, G-N-A-N, this knowledge of the self as capital. Well, it is correct for whatever it is in front of whoever it is. And we, says Niruma, we never make any judgments about it. That whatever worldly interaction has to happen, it has to happen. We do not make any judgments, we do not make any opinions about what is happening. And these are all tops, T-O-P-S, which is nothing but that small toy that is wound with a string around it with a pointed edge that is flung, it is wound through karma charging causes in the last life, and it is flung in this life, and from birth till death it is just rotating on an axis. Sometimes it feels as if it's about to fall off and stop, and then it rises vertically again, and that is the nature of this non-self complex. You never know how it may spin and in what speed it may spin or in what angle it may spin, but it is spinning, and that is the way this non-self complex, this life, is all about. Niruma, having come into your contact, when we are in front of you, I feel like I have such positive attitude. However, when I go back away from you, then the world takes over, and then I go into my old ways. And Niruma says, yes, the non-self complex will take over. That is why Dada is saying, get your work done, get your work done. Dada Shri and the Gnanis have constantly warned every human being that get your work done, get your Purusharth done, which is the P capital, the S capital, self-effort, which is on this side of the line of demarcation, has got nothing to do with the non-self complex, but amidst it all, see where you, Y capital, are, and what your Y capital role is as you are occupying these thought, speech and actions. So this is what has unfolded in front of us in this life. Be done with it with awareness, a capital, alertness, bewareness and exactness. The four stages of awareness in Akram Vignan. Just recognize that life is like walking on an edge of a thin sword, and you are walking with a hanging sword in front of you. You never know when it may fall. You have no telling. And so no matter what you have done in the relative, nothing is going to come with you. If you live longer, this relative problems will continue. When are you going to awaken from this? Okay, wait a minute, don't take away the microphone. Don't take away the microphone, says Niruma, says, let him finish. Somebody, because Niruma is about to do operation on Jasubhai, and this guy is taking away the microphone. Operation means the Gnani is really operating on you and taking out, opening your tummy, taking out the junk. Niruma says, I have done a lot of operation on you, but this is your last operation. I know this gentleman is from my city in Topeka. And he says, last few times you ran away from the operating table, even before I had started. So, but what are you going to do? What? How much? Why don't you just for you 4 to 6 months in India, for you 4 to 6 months in America? Yes. And so, why are you so hanging on to the illusory attraction of this? That you're doing here in the US. And this gentleman is close to his 70 years old, and yet he's heavily involved in advanced businesses of increasing real estates here and there, and that is the nature of his prakriti. He is very well meaning, however he is stuck. So there's no telling, just because you keep on earning more money, what are you going to do with all this money? But he said, in the stock market you already lost, and the more you try to earn, you never know when you lose more money. There is no telling when you lose money. And so just preserve what you've got and be done with it. You all have got more than enough for you to live very comfortably in India. What are you up to? What you guys are up to? And they show a bunch of senior Mahatmas, including Suresh Bhai, Himanshu Bhai, on the screen on this particular DVD of 2003 Los Angeles Guru Purnima, day 2 of avoiding negativity. Why are you earning so much? Why are you accumulating so much? What is there in this paper money? Is there any bliss of the self in this? Is there any... Where is the pleasure in here? If there's a problem, it's a different thing. If you really have to earn money so that you can make it for your later life, it's different. But you're all done. You have got more than enough to carry on. Hey, why don't you shut up? Sunny Ruma is telling somebody else. Otherwise, near your turn will come. So this next somebody's interrupt. Wait a minute. Let him wait a minute. Niruma is stopping other people. Wait. Operation is still continuing on this patient. Now tell us, Niruma. Now this is your... We haven't given you an anesthesia yet. We haven't anesthetized you just still. So this is... Come on, tell me what you want to do. Where is your wife? He says, this she has been telling for such a long time, why didn't you wind it down, but it's not happening. So, Niruma, I'm already under anesthesia, he says. Well, these are very subtle messages that this gentleman has been given over many years, I know, by Dadashri. So then he says, Niruma, I'm not under your influence too much. I am not familiar with you too much in terms of being around you more. Niruma says, why don't you increase the amount of time you are with me? You recognize that you cannot do purushartha on your own self, by your own self, as capital. And therefore, then increase your time around us. That will help your purushartha. If you cannot do independent purushartha, P capital, effort of the S capital self, then you should stick around. You should have, just like a man who is extremely hungry, hasn't had any food for 15 days, do you know how much he would yearn for a piece of bread? In the same way, you should have the yearning for this L capital liberation and the independent state, STAT, stateful, state of absolute blissful state that you are, and absolutely independent state that you are from within, to have the liberate. Niruma, there is so much junk in this prakriti, he says. Many times I feel like, why did I bring so much in this? And Niruma says, yes, you brought it, but you will have to empty, will it not? But how much can you carry? You cannot carry too much. Whatever it is, it is. But you cannot blame the prakriti and say that this is the junk in the non-self complex. He says, now recognize that you have a bonus life. This is from here on, life is a bonus. Otherwise, if you do not retire, you will get retired when you get tired. They'll say, out, you can't work, and they will retire you by force. Do you want to retire by force, or do you want to retire voluntarily when your faculties, your mental, physical, and your higher cortical functioning and your critical thinking ability is in full form? When would you like to retire, man? But you see, yes, slowly increase by two weeks, 1 month, 1.5 weeks, 2 months. Increase your time around me, and this is how you have to do it. There is some chairs in there. So because in Kali Yuga this will continue. This is a Niruma says, I have just operated, taken Jasubai's, but this disease is with every one of you here in the US, is it not? It says if they have got nothing to do, they enter into business again. If they got nothing to do, they enter into business again. Okay. But only the doctors are at least taking some good. But what are you going to do? All these people who are in business. Dada used to say that all the economies of the world will be defied, and this we have seen in the latest financial crisis that happened across the world. And this was long after Niruma had passed away. In fact, 3 years after Niruma passed away. So Dada has predicted that even the best economic predictions are going to not work. And so get your work done. Just watch out for yourself. This thing is on the non-self complex, and the interactions of the non-self complex are dependent on SCE. You can't do much. Why do you interfere in it? Get out of it. Be done with it. One day you will have to leave everything and come here. You will have to leave everything and come to India. Because there is not much we can say openly about this. Because even if we say it, the people will not understand it. No. So they says, don't say it, Niruma. So no, I won't say it. So now he's got perking up. He's sitting up with his hand on his right knee. Dada has said that if they do not listen to it properly, then a day will come, then we'll have to leave everything as it is and come here, run here. So that is a kind of a material thing that Dada we're talking about. We are talking about the self as far as yours is concerned. You know, you have more than enough, says Niruma, money wise. What else do you want to do? You know, you need to get into, people are vying and yearning for upiyog, focused awareness of the self, by the second, and you are getting years and years pass away in the non-self. You are totally in loss of upiyog, loss. There is not an element of the self that is happening within you. It is, you are involved in the settlement of discharging kashais. But when will you move from the settlement of the discharge kashais to the state of the self, which is upiyog, which is continued awareness, alertness, exactness, continued awareness, bewareness, alertness, and then exactness. So this is these are the stages of the inner awareness, and that has been defined by Dada Shri to the top level. You have to be done with the kashais, and if as long as you continue to be involved with more files, how are you going to be rid of kashais? So there is the external approach, and then there is the inner thing. Now Sirish Bhai says that when I stayed with you for about 2 to 3 months, my awareness increased a lot. Niruma, nothing. I couldn't even think about newspaper. Now I could not remember anything, and I couldn't care for anything. All I wanted was just. Yes, Niruma says that's very good. He says this is the natural state of and the benefit of sticking around me. After 2-3 months.
Time
He says, and he told everybody, and Sir Suresh Bhai, stop watching TV. He doesn't have time to watch TV anymore. The only time he turns on TV is for a little bit of news, world news, and then just satsang only. Why pollute your mind unnecessarily with television? As it is, you are not becoming free from your routine work. Why would you want to pollute yourself and that with that which tempts the senses and drags you into the external world? He says, Niruma, when I, as far as seva, service is concerned, if I can get involved in seva and service as I would was involved in business, he says, when I'm involved in service, I don't buy. But in service of this of Dada Shri's, it was easier to remain in five agnas as opposed to in our own business. Yes, Niruma says, yes, really, there are no real kashayas when you're serving Dada through the expanded cause of salvation of the world through the ways defined and well outlined by Niruma and Deepak Pai. Supposing some Aptaputras are doing kashayas, which is anger, greed, deceit, pride, etc., complex, then Niruma says, and then you will think, then you might even say, why is he entering into kashayas? It may even, he's an Aptaputra, he's not supposed to. But his filled junk is unfolding. But now that it is unfolding, it is unfolding on the foundation that he wants to do work for Jagat Kalyan. He wants to do salvation of the world. So kashayas that are unfolding, he doesn't have any internal selfish intent. But because he wants to get Dada's work, because he is not involved, he doesn't have any inner selfish intent or attachment there, then kashayas are will not bind him much. So really, it's really kashayas is anger, greed, deceit, pride. Nero, Suresh Bhai is kind of defending himself. He says, I don't have kashayas, but the more we remain in five agnas, it is not just that five agnas is just the determination, is it not? But then it is in the awareness that I, but what we do in service, that I want to do this or I want to do this for Dada, that time that is spent in that, where the antaskaran that is involved in seva, all of that is positive and it moves us in the direction. Well, he is paraphrasing. He says it leads us in the direction of moksha. He said he misspoke himself. He says that it liberates us, but it doesn't liberate us. It helps in deep liberation, because it's in the relative path. Dada Shri says, don't serve me, says Niruma. Serve the Mahatmas. That is equivalent to serving me. He says, I'm happier. Somebody says, if I sit in satsang in front of you, Dada, and somebody complains that if I'm in service, I'm cooking in the making. Dada Shri says, serving the cause of Dada is more important than sitting in front of me directly. You get more benefit because this is more exactness, because you really, the underlying reason for you to be doing that is totally different, that you have already attained the self and you are employing the non-self complex in that which is of the highest order, which is help others attain this self. S capital. But if you go in somebody else's home, you will not know how to serve, and therefore you have to go where there is a definite order established, where everything is streamlined for you to be able to serve. So when will you get a chance? If supposing a task falls on you, that is such a precious task. This is our L.A. Mahatma Guru Purnima. All of the L.A. Mahatmas have served with absolute love and surrender. Niruma says, yes, that is true. Yes, this is all part of the heart. Dadashri's Mahatmas always serve from the heart. They don't serve from the head. They don't yearn to sit in the front. They always let the other person come forward. They all serve the first meal to them, and then they take their last meal, whatever is left of the food. And that is when success will be there. But if you just come off, you LA people came here and sat in the front row, then how is it going to happen? So these are all subtle. Niruma, what happens is, I have a personal question. My main role is, my role is to organize this and to direct it. Now that the Guru Purnima has started, I don't have any job. Everybody has taken over. But when the problem comes, don't want your cell phone ring. So you are in charge, are you not? Yes. Yes, because the organizer has to take on the responsibility, does he not? Yes, Niruma says, I go in the pran process, everything is, but until the pran pratishtha happens, everything is, I am in organizing, and once the pran pratishtha is starting, then my role is over. I mean, when the whole gathering has happened of thousands and thousands of people, do I have to watch for who ate what and everything? It's all happening then. Everything is happening. And in Rajkot, there were about 15,000 to 20,000 people eating every evening, eating their meals every evening. I knew that they were increasing in number, says Niruma, but it was set. And then whichever department is handling it. Niruma, I have done a lot of setting. That is the more important thing, says Sirishwa, Niruma. The rest is just taken over. Niruma, now this question is switched to Niruma. You did a lot of seva for Dada, and you were able to get rid of your kashayas. How did you? Can you tell us more about it? Well, yes, Sirish says that when we went to Africa in Nairobi, I saw Dada's room was next door. And then Nehru was room, and my room was also adjacent. There was only a plywood partition, there was no wall. And I could feel that the entire night Nehru Ben was awake all night. Even if Dada would cough, Niruma would stand up, sit up. And then all day long she would record her satsangs, then write letters for Dada to India, then talk about books. This Niruma was a one-man show. Now there are hundreds of people in this organization. And then she was only one-man person. And therefore, now don't give any ideas to Himanshu, because he's a lot of intellect. He will say, well, there were not, the organization wasn't that big at that time. So Himanshu is sitting next to Sirish Bhai. So Sirish Bhai is really giving the experience, his live experience of how Niruma would wake up on every sound of every cough that Dada would cough throughout the night. And Dada so suffered from asthmatic bronchitis and an advanced lung disease. So Dada, again, say Manchu asked the question. How did you progress through the service of Dada? How were you able to get rid of your kashayas? Will you please? And how did you progress on the path of liberation? Niruma says, I was constantly next to the Gnani Purush, for heaven's sake. Slowly, initially I was with her. Initially, there was, in order to remain next to him, I had to be in Brahmacharya. And there were so many young boys around. And so I had to. The first of all, Brahmacharya was a necessity. Absolute celibacy through thought, speech, and action. And so I progressed in Brahmacharya initially, and because I was living constantly with Dada, and then I should be pure. So the purity was the biggest aim. So in Brahmacharya, and also because of Dada, and then the next comes Man, the pride. There's this, the pride. And the, yes, inside, because I was with Dada and I was walking around Dada, there was a constant button press that, because if I do something wrong, then you know Dada would look bad. So I dare not look bad. So therefore, I had to preserve this pride. It was initially the Brahmacharya was, celibacy was preserved on the basis of pride, because how bad I would look if I slipped. And so then Dada made me do a lot of samayik. So initially the celibacy was preserved artificially on the foothold on the ground floor of pride. And then secondly, pride was attacked, and this was attacked through intense samayiks and retrospection on every event that happened during that. I did not have much of a problem with anger, says Niruma. Initially, before Gnan, I had problem with anger, but most of it got solved after Gnan in 1968 for Niruma. But Man, the word remained. Man means pride, the need to be validated, the very subtle sense of I am superior, I am a doctor, I am something. And greed, there was not much element of greed. I never worried about money. I never worried about how things will help. Not a single thought will come. Even the natural events would happen. But I would never worry about how money would come for this increasing agenda of the spreading of. Ever since I entered into with Dada in 1968, even after Dada left in 1988, I never been worried about where I will live. So guru, anger and greed were problem was not there. But I did have issues with man and pride, because I was something, and also sexuality, and I was able to step out of it. And then I did not even want it at subtle level, even at the thought level. And then Dada did a lot of samayiks and Q&A with me, and also personally he would also insult me openly in front of other people, and to test me out to see if I can swallow insults and not react to them. And this was the heat treatment of Dada. And so the more it bothered me with this pride, the higher I was able to rise in this. And then occasionally in front of a whole bunch of group, if he really thrashes me verbally, what kind of a doctor are you, etc. Then my face would contract a little bit, but within hours I would understand exactly that this was Dada trying to raise me higher up within. And it would, I would come through, and so I started liking it. I would love it when Dada would test me. And then as I went into the pride, and very subtle issues of pride, I went deeper and deeper into it. Many years passed in this. And all this happened in 20 years, and then came moha, which is the illusory attraction that to this body complex. The moha, the illusion, that the deceit that deceives, that makes I am the self as capital, but I become Niruben, Niruma, Niru, Niru. And so I. So then I recognize that one can go way beyond higher up in this Gnan state, and I started rising. And so he made me do samayiks along this light, would guide me, would discuss the samayik with me. And as he took it, my stepping, depending on what he thought was the need within me, depending on what he saw as the need within me, he really molded me as it was necessary. No, it is not like one chapter is taken up and it ends. It is all a blend of everything, because these kashayas are kind of subtly interacting at a very subtle level all the way until ultimate liberation, kevad gnan, absolute knowledge. But You never say that you're done with a particular kashai tuber. I can never say that I'm done with it. But at the subtlest level, at the subtler level, I am constantly in the awareness that it is there within. And so the awareness is constantly against it and to remain separate from it. And so every day we arrange for samayik. And so at the end of the book of Pratikrama, there are all kinds of samayiks given. Arisa samayik, I used to do all of these samayiks that are described in the end of Pratikrama, the samayik of separation, to see Niru, what she did all day long from morning till evening, to be able to see it exactly as what Niru did all day long. And then every day to write down, and you know, if I couldn't remember, I would write down, make little notes that she did this, she did this. I would even write down her thoughts even. And then I would chew those thoughts over again. And then there is constantly onwards work going on the Aptavani 14. And then I would read, and then I would read them again to be able to see them again. And then for 9 months I wrote everything to Dada. I wrote so much to show Dada. And then says Dada even got tired of looking at a whole bunch of sheaves of papers. And of course he can see it exactly as it is. So I would divide the day in three sections, and I could see everything in three sections of the day. Morning till afternoon, afternoon till evening, evening till late night. And then Dada read everything for about a month and a half, and he says, yes, he did a vidhi. He says, okay, I have washed it all off, and now whatever else is left, I will wash it away for you, said the Gnani Purush to Dr. Niru Benimon. And his Niruma says, it was a very beautiful, beautiful, amazing bliss experience in 1987 in Oak Ridge. He says, when? It was 1.5 months. Whatever you see at a subtle level, Niruma, would you write it down, and then Dada reads? And would you give any suggestions? Yes, in the writing, all of that will come, he says. Otherwise, no, not in everyday samayiks, on very specific samayiks, there is no time. I had very little communication with Dada. I didn't get much time to talk to Dada, because most of the work and the communication with Dada was going on the basis of signs and signals. Not even signs and signals, it was a very subtle ongoing connection, as if there were two bodies but one soul. I would get 2, 4, or 6 months, once in 2, 4, 6 months, I would get a chance to have a direct talk with Dada in India only. Here there are very few people here in US, but in India I would not get much chance. Would you feel like, oh, you would want to talk to Dada over and over again? No. I came to the conclusion, the more I see on my own, I will be able to see it more, because ultimately it is the self that sees the self, is it not? It is the S capital that sees the small s, is it not? Well, that is the ultimate one. And so then I entered into that mode afterwards. And only on, because there was no major conflict left, there was no major entanglement left. And then many times satsang was going on, I would get the clarifications in the satsang only with Dada, even though he's discussing with someone else. Now, I think the questions, Naris. How long was the taping going on, the tape recording of the satsang? Niruma says, I started tape recording the satsangs in 1973 onwards. She met him in 1968. In December, initially there were no empty cassettes available. Cassettes were not being available in India at that time. 90-minute cassettes were not available, so I would really try my best to get the cassettes. And when did you do continuous recording? He says continuous recording started from 81 to 82. But so there was a lot of time between 73, 74 to 81. There is a lot because of the lack of cassettes and the money and the availability of the cassettes. Cassettes in India, recording could not be done. And so it was not easy to do recording, and we did not have money, and then we did not have the money to even buy those cassettes, and we did not have people who would offer money to do this. And then the cassettes came. From 82, the continuous recording started. When you do samayik, would you write it down for your review later on? No, I don't need to. I would not write those down. I mean, once you see, why do you need to write it down? It is when you don't see that you have to write it down. It is when you cannot see that you have to write it down. When you were in Oak Ridge once, in Dada headsets, you were sitting next to Dada, that said, and you were showing us how to do samayik. Then Dada has said that this lady here, pointing to Niruma, that sees 500 mistakes a day in... Niruma says, in samayik you can see so many things. That's 500 is easy to see in samayik, because a whole movie of faults will show in front of you. Niruma, when we do... He says, we can sit, when we do samayik, we can see the gross and the subtle, however, we cannot go into what kind of mistakes do we have to wash. Niruma says, you have to go at the gross level where you obviously hurt other people, or other people hurt you, at the gross, through thought, speech and action, if you have hurt other people, that is what you have to see. But once you do pratikraman, you can see how you were the doer, how you were obnoxious, how you were obstinate, how you were aggressive, how you were insistent. And then you have to see the thoughts as separate. You should see the thoughts as separate. Niruma, I cannot reach up to that at that level. Niruma, I do not know. I don't understand that. I do not understand how seeing so many mistakes means what. He says, but the moment you become a doer, it is a mistake, is it not so? What about seeing? How do you see the doer? You have to see whether you are the doer or whether you are the knower. See whether you were the insistent or whether you were lax or whether you were natural. Seeing will let you see where you were inflexible, where you were deceitful, where you were angry, where you were greedy, where you were sexually deceptive, etc. So there are so many ways you can see this. See the doer, and that is the pratikraman, is it not? It's just by seeing is the pratikraman, is it not? It is this subtle level pratikraman is nothing but to see that, is it not? Supposing we have hurt someone, she says, that is one mistake, is it not? And then because I saw that other person is a doer, that is a mistake, is it not? But plus, then because you became the doer, that is why you see him as at fault, therefore you see a whole circle of mistakes. The other person is, do we have to wash everything, or do I have to see the whole complex? No, that if you see in the samayik, you will see immediately that you saw the other person as the doer instead of the SCE. You became the doer instead of the SCE. Your words means Jeff's words hurt the other person. That is, and seeing all of these are mistakes, is it not? Niruma says, as you begin seeing, it will all unfold and unwind and unentangle. And Niruma, this lady says, do we have to analyze to see it all? Or we have to remain separate and see? Don't you have to do the analysis now? Niruma says that each mistake is connected. If this analysis is not an analysis of a sort through the intellect, but you can see it, see how you can see them and how they are interconnected. It says, for me, I cannot see them, but I do it in sections and as if like post boxes. And therefore, Niruma says, if you see your moha, the illusory attraction, you can approach it from by looking at it at the gross level. And so then, is it not true that we can go all the way to the inner tubers inside on anything? So then, can we not go to this bottom of it all and says why we are doing what we are doing? Dadashri used to say, says Niruma. Okay, says, if the mind says that this is a kramik samayik, but really the samayik of ours is not even, the samayik is not the exact word for us. It cannot apply in akram. Samayik, a samayik is a word for kramik. Samayik in akram means to remain in equanimity for 48 minutes. That is the kramik definition, to remain in equanimity and remain in sambhav, but with no rag, no dvesh. For us, it is very easy. But we have much more ahead to go because we have attained this right out of the middle, out of the blue. And so we have to see the Prakriti and we have to see what is in the Prakriti and to see how this Prakriti, the non-self complex which is binding you, which is currently imprisoning you, is interactive and causing ongoing difficulties in front of you. So then Dadashi says there was no apt exact word for this particular word samayik for in akram. Niruban did write it down couple, but somewhere here there, but this Niruma wrote this down, that this is a granthi chedan prayog. This is an experiment to dissect the tumor from within, an experiment to dissect and eliminate the tumor within you, the granthi, the knot, the huge pumpkin within you. But she says, whatever has happened, you can tell that this was anger, greed, deceit or pride. If we know that it was the mohak, the illusionary, the one who was attracted to the illusion, the greedy one, the proud one or the deceitful one acting, will that work? So Niruma says, then you will have to see its phases. You have to go deeper into it. So at one time we had enjoyed pride, then second time we might see that we don't want to go inside into it. If you can grab hold of it by the neck, she says, Niruma says, then you can get awareness against it. You have to grab it by the throat. You have to grab this pride by the throat. And so once you grab it by the throat, then you can eliminate its oxygenation and you can eradicate it and get the energy to do it. But if you grab it by the tail or if you grab it by the foot, it's not going to work. So you have to go where it counts. It is not as if, says Niruma, that this can make you completely blind, whatever is happening. But you see, because you know, this kashayas that unfold in front of you, the pride validation, the enjoying the pride, enjoying the validation, enjoying the respect. You see, this thing is initially from uncontrollable kashayas, it comes under the controllable level by looking at it in samayik, and then it comes. Is that coming? Does that call experience? Niruma says, yes, that is moving in the direction of experience. Next question. You said, what do you mean controllable kashayas, Niruma? What are kashayas that are controllable? Niruma says, when it arises, it will not make you suffer. It might rise, and you see it and it dissipates. But before you would react, you would grab onto it, you would become Jeff, Nada or Patrick or Kimochi, and you would react because, and you would, as soon as you see the effect, there will be an on the spot pratikraman done by the non-self complex, Nada, and then it goes. But the only problem is with murcha, which is the illusory infatuation, the illusion that makes you infatuated and it drags you away without your knowledge, and then later on say, wow, I got dragged, I got slipped into it. That is where there is a little problem. It is the raag kashai. But in dvesh kashai, there is easy. It is relatively easy. The earliest indication of suffering is a cue for you to remain separate. Supposing with that energy that arises as a reason, as you can see, is this how Dada Shri says that? But then later on there will be no suffering later on. Is that right? If you can see it, the one who is aware of the initial vibrations in the silent pond can remain free from the storm that comes later on. Next one. What about the kitchen team? Is that the kitchen team is leaving in Los Angeles? You know, we do not have so many cooks for the special food. It's only Mahatmas who are sitting in front of Niruma. Now they have got to go when the time comes. About an hour, half an hour before the food is to be served, they take off from the satsang. Niruma is acknowledging them. They are going to get the food ready for the group in Los Angeles at lunchtime. And as while we see beautiful images of Dada Shri on the screen here on the DVD, 1, 2, 3, 4, each one of them worth a million Nididhyasans, because he represents our ultimate divine pure soul self. And so, Niruma, I used to say for many long, Dada used to say the one positive of Dada, he would just constantly nurture the one positive and avoid the 99 negative. Will you please? Niruma says, Dada was full positive, 99.99999% positive. As many people would say, Dada, not forget about the positive, looking at the positive. He was absolutely installed in looking at the pure soul within you only and nothing else. He was totally devoted to the soul aspect of it. There was no time. The vision of the self as capital, of the self as the self is the ultimate. The vision of the self as the self is the ultimate. Somebody is asking, what does Shuddhatma look like? Who is asking the question? This fellow is saying, he says, he looks like a cow or an elephant, says Niruma laughing. He doesn't look like. And the Shuddhatma means it is full knowledge incarnate, just pure knowledge. It's absolute knowledge and nothing else. I am absolute knowledge and nothing else. And there is not an iota, there is not a subatomic particle of the non-self worldly complex in it. It is, there is nothing in this entire universe which can come in front of the self and which can impede the self. That is the self. Param Atma Che, nothing else. Then there is nothing else to see. The person across is nothing but Param Atma only, my absolute self only. If I cannot see my own absolute self, this human being who is in front of me is Param Atma only and nothing else. And the rest is his junk. Yeah. The rest is his non-self complex. It is Shuddhatma Che, he is pure soul only. Dada, your question. What was your question? What was your question? Repeat your question. 99%. That vision of 99.99 within us also. Whoever would go in front of him, Dada, he would, everyone would have a positive and a negative in front of him. but and plus the Nishchay, which is the pure soul. And in this fifth era of the current era of the time cycle, negative is much more than negative. In the past 3000 years ago, there was a lot more positive than negative. This is the nature of time. It's nobody's fault. So with that junk, we are in this world because of that intent. And then we come Dada. And we have the right to attain liberation having met Dada. He says, you have come here, but you have got nothing that, but is, you don't have anything inside, but you have tremendous merit karma. It is on the basis of merit karma that you are in front of me, not in terms of the substance within you before Gnan. It is your merit karma of past life that is the reason why you have come into Akram Vignan. But because your punya is of your previous life is so tremendous that you enter into this door of Akram Vignan. And that is what counts, not what you have got right now, pre-Gnan. Otherwise, this is all of us there who come in front of Dada has got nothing but this junk only. And so Dada can see it all in everybody. He could see all the junks, all the four major junks, anger, greed, deceit, pride. But our intellect cannot measure it, but Dada can look at you and know you instantly in terms of what you are all about. Dada, she says, we can see both. We can see the non-self with all its junk, and we can see the pure soul only. But we can see both. But he would not enter into the negative in the relative aspect of it. He will not look at the mud, the dirt. He will only look at the lotus and the lotus bud and the beauty of the petal. He will look at the flower only, not at the thorn. And in all of us, he only saw the ultimate and the view. In the same way, he has given us that vision. I'll give you my own experience as Niruma in 1987. I saw a lot of junk within Niruben. And because I was doing, and all of those were very subtle mistakes. They were not, there was so much junk, there was tons and tons of it was just coming out. And I got a little tired of it, says Niruma. I got fed up after all these years, this so much junk I can see. And then my face contracted. I lost my my jubilant face. Dada looks at me and says, Niruben, what happened to all the joy on your face? What has happened? Everybody understood. Dada, I understood what it was. Dada's way of asking me what has happened. So, Dada, today I saw a lot of junk within. Dada, such a lot of junk. Dada, I feel. I once says, what is happening, Dada? I feel like I want to strip her, take her clothes out, and thrash her with a hunter. Like Dada started laughing. He says, no, you can't do that. Listen, don't you think there's so much positive in her? She has also brought such amazing stuff. So because I was so depressed, Dada lifted me up so much. He says, no, do you? Then he showed all the positives within Niruben. He says, don't, you cannot do such intense samayikish. You have to keep it balanced. Keep a balance of the negative and the positive. You cannot see only the negative in the non-self complex in Niruben. Don't see only the negative in Nada Jeff or Patrick or Kimochi. Be very, very careful. Keep it in balance, otherwise she'll get depressed. When she sees the positive, then when Dada sees the positive, then I realize Dada's trustee is so positive. I would not even have the imagination that he is able to see such beautiful. And so his vision towards you is actually positive, but you think that he's looking at you in a negative way or something like that. This is how you see and view other human beings looking at you in a very negative manner. This is exactly so that this is how it was. He said it exactly. And if Dadashi showed me one mistake once, I would grab onto it and work at it so much to get rid of it. So then I replied to Dada, you are so right. So I came out of it, and then I entered into my normal mode with joy on the face, with a lot of energy. He says the kind of seva I got, even if they give you $1 million, you will not get that kind of service for the Dada. You cannot replace such seva for $1 million salary per month. I said, when Dada said this, I felt so good. But and so Dada told me, oh, now you are printing all these books, you're doing, isn't this great seva? He kind of balanced me out. He says when you really, your seva was when I broke my leg, my hip. That is when you cleaned me. You were my 24-hour nurse. I could not even go to the bathroom. And so he, that's when. Yeah. He does not give any encouragement to the negative. He will just concentrate and focus on your positive and give it so much energy that through that he will lift you up to the top. This is the beauty of the Gnani. He never looks at the negative within you, and we have to become such Gnanis. We all have to become such. Niruma, this is 100% true. But these intellectual people are such that, this lady says, but what they're saying, so then they hang on to positive. These ladies do this, that, you know, they adds up. Now she has just made one error of going into extra. He says, these ladies do that, they hang on to one positive and says, I have no negativity. He says, no, Niruma says, no, let us just focus on our own positive. Even in the talk of moksha also, No. Then they all just use these words by saying, we don't need to enter into negative. Let's just focus on the positive. Let's focus on the positive. People thrash this each other by just thrashing these sentences around another. Niruma says, this is only. And then Niruma says, positive and negativity is not for your own self. The positive and negativity approach is for the other person. This is, you have to see the positive in the other person. You should not be starting to focus on the positive within you. If you start looking at your own positive views, then what you're going to do is you're going to encourage the subtle ego that is there. So you do not want to do that. It is only when the non-self complex, Shuddha, Nada, Patrick, Jeff, Kimochi are depressed, that is when you start looking at the positive in him or her. But this entire satsang is focused on seeing the positivity of the other person, the positive gun, the positive virtues, the good qualities of the other person, and to the negation of anything that may be there, or not even looking in that direction. Niruma says that it is an Aptavani. One has this sentence of Dada, which says, I never look at anybody's intellect, I look at his understanding behind the intellect. And so, is this the approach that we should have? Shuddha was just asking a question to Niruma in Los Angeles 2003. So, is this how she would approach? Niruma says, yes, you can apply intellect to that which is helpful to others and practically helpful to others. Dada's sentence is in theory, and that when it is applied with other human beings and people around it, then it turns into a practical experience. Otherwise it is nothing but an intellectual interference against each other. If you use the intellect to solve the problems in the non-self world, in the material interaction.
Chapter તેજ વાળી એટલે પિત્ત વાળી પ્રકૃતિની બુદ્ધિ વધારે હોય અને વાત વાળી પ્રકૃતિમાં સમજ વધારે હોય. તો
And so Tej Prakruti has got more intellect and Vat Prakruti has got more samaj. Do we have more details on the Ayurveda of it? Tej Prakruti has got more intellect and Vat Prakruti has more understanding. Niruma says we don't have much. That is a kramic path. It is not in akram, says Niruma. It is, doesn't work more for us, so that does not apply. Dada has spoken that particular sentence with reference to karmic issues. And the Tej Prakruti, Bile Bilious Prakruti has got more intellect and Vat Prakruti has got more understanding. Vayu. Vaju Vada have got Rajoguni. The Sattvaguni. And so all of the...
જે વાત પ્રકૃતિની અંદર સમજ વધારે હોય એ દાદા દર્શનની નહીં પણ ખાલી સૂચની વાત કરે છે.
Is it not through vision or is it just this worldly interaction talk only because this Vishuddha is asking this Vat Prakruti has got more understanding. Is it not through his Gnan vision but it is just from a worldly interaction stuff. It's just... Yes, Jai Sachidana. Now, Pujadipak Bhai is doing Vidhi now. So, Deepak Bhai is on speakerphone now. We're going to do the Vidhi now. December 11, 2009, Simadar City, 9 a.m. in the morning. The satsang with Niruma is just over. And Deepak Bhai is connecting from Saurashtra. Jai Sachidanand, Deepak Bhai. Come on, let's all do Vidhi. Come on, let's do Vidhi. Let's do Vidhi. Jai Sachidanand. Okay.